Today, we're going to talk about five startups I would build if I were in my 20s today for under $500. Now, I built and sold three venture-backed startups in my 20s. It absolutely changed my life. So, you know, hopefully someone listens to some of these ideas. It gets their creative juices flowing. I think this is particularly valuable for people in their 20s. But if you're 35 or 48 or 15, I still think that this is these are ideas that you can go ahead and do. The Startup Ideas Podcast. Sipping time, baby. So the first idea is a first job rejection tracker. So the idea is log all your job applications, track response rates by company and role, get insight on what's working, and connect with others who got rejected from the same place. Now, if you're in college or you just graduated college, you know a lot of people who are just trying to get their first jobs, but I don't think that there's like a levels.fyi for college. Now, if you don't know levels.fyi, it shows how much people get paid at all these different tech companies. So it basically, you know, if you're a product manager at Amazon, based on, you know, certain levels, like a senior PM, you know, you're going to get $307,000, for example. So it breaks it all down, and it basically gives transparency to something that, you know, not a lot of people talked about. It was behind closed doors. Now, I think that there's an opportunity to do a similar thing around first jobs. So it's sort of a niche of this. And you know, you being in your 20s, you understand, you know, these people going through these first jobs, you know, first job applications and stuff like that. So I think that the, you know, why it's easy to get started, you can start with something like a Notion template, a Zapier automation. You can use a Discord circle or school community to bring people together. But your first steps are going to be crowdsource the data, start with one company, expand from there, use short form vids to drive awareness. So yeah, what I mean by start with one company, I mean like, you know, maybe you just start with people applying at Procter & Gamble, people who want to work at Goldman Sachs, and then you start from there. So that's idea number one. Let's go to idea number two. So this one is called takeyourheadphonesoff.com, and this is just a paid community idea. I think a lot of people in your 20s, it's easy to start a paid community, right? Because, you know, you can go and sign up to school and Circle, I'll include links to those in the show notes. And you just need to come up with a unique niche that's super valuable. So, you know, takeyourheadphonesoff.com is a paid community for people addicted to tech and screens. And who's addicted to tech and screens, a lot? It's young people, right? I mean, we're all addicted, let's be real, but you get it, right? So, daily get offline text reminders, weekly IRL meetups in major cities, accountability partners, digital detox challenge. I think that there's a mega opportunity to own the brand around taking your headphones off. Why it's easy to get started, you can start with a Circle or school community. You can use a Twilio for text. You can use Eventbrite or Partiful probably for you know, meetups. You can start a free Discord group. Tweet who else feels like their phones own them. I just think that what I'm seeing from a content perspective is there's tons of people who feel like their phones own them. And I think you can charge a monthly fee, $9, $12, $19 a month, and sort of host these meetups in a bunch of different cities. So really easy to get started, you know, really doesn't cost you a lot of money, and you could get a nice monthly recurring $10,000 a month from something like that. The third idea is an agency. Now, agencies are just easier to start than, you know, tech companies. So I included a couple ideas here. So it's a creator in residence agency. So basically, brands that suck at social, connect them with micro creators. You know them. You're in your 20s. You know people who are creators who need steady pay, and take 20% of the contract. So you're basically like a recruiting firm, but you're placing micro creators and creators, basically your friends who know how to create TikToks, know you know, understand cap cut. That's I think this is a mega opportunity. I don't see why this can't be a $1, $2, $3, $5 million a year opportunity. It's pretty easy to get started. You can lean on DMing creators. If you don't know the creators, you can use an Airtable to store who these creators are. You know, list willing creators, list brands. You can just play a matchmaker via Zoom. You don't need to build or code. You don't need to build an app. You don't need to code. Like, you can just use that. And it's good for someone who's kind of a hustler, who's going to go and like convince these creators to sign on and convince these brands that they need to hire a creator in residence. And I'm giving away this, I mean, I don't think this exists, like this name, Creator in Residence Agency. I think that is, you know, a good name because, you know, people are looking for these creators in residence. So, you know, the first step is if you're trying to create, this startup is, you know, post just looking for brands. I want a creator on payroll on LinkedIn. And then you can source creators from X, Instagram, that sort of thing. So this whole idea around creators on payroll, I think it's new. I think someone who's young could start an agency around this is probably best suited for it. The fourth idea is the 2K vibe coding agency. So basically doing 2-week sprints, building micro SaaS using ChatGPT, Bolt, Lovable, Replit, and Cursor. So you basically go and you have one product, you're a productized service, you sell these sprints for $2,000, basically products for $2,000. And you know, they're teaching you're getting these clients and they're teaching you to become better and better, you know, prompt engineers and also just vibe coders. So I think that, you know, just a great way to learn how to become incredible at vibe coding is to just get paid to do it. So yes, you're not getting paid $20K or $25K or whatever, but, you know, you're spending, you know, a couple of weeks building these MVPs for people, giving them value, you're getting 2K in return. And I think just this idea around branding it around, and again, like, I don't know if it's $2,000 or $1,000 or $3,500 or if it's 2 weeks or 1 week sprints. But the idea is owning that productized service around vibe coding, huge opportunity, and will take you from, you know, an okay vibe coder to an incredible vibe coder. And you're going to learn from that whole experience, you're actually going to learn about, you know, maybe there's a micro SaaS that you end up wanting to create. Maybe there's a full-on SaaS that you want to create. So I think that you spend 1 year, 2 years doing this, maybe it makes 300K a year, 500K a year of revenue. But the big insights is what you're going to learn from building these products for other people, SaaS products for other people. And you know, it's gonna get your creative juices flowing. The fifth idea is... just, you know, I called it Hook Line Studio. So basically you paste a video idea and you get 10 catchy TikTok hook lines in 30 seconds. So, you know, this does require you to be somewhat of a vibe coder. You would have to use something like Cursor, but, you know, you basically create this single text bomb box. It goes to a GPT prompt. It lists the hooks. You can embed it on Type Dream. And if you, you know, if you wanted to actually get this, you know, the first steps that I would do if I was trying to build something like this is I screen record the flow. I'd say, you know, steal these hooks for free. And then I would upsell to a $9 a month unlimited hook, you know, product. So I think that there's an opportunity to build a product around hooks, TikTok hooks. And you obviously, you know, being young, understand what hooks are good, what hooks aren't good. And you just curate that database over time, curate those prompts over time. And I bet you that there's a few hundred, you know, K ARR business probably, you know, behind something like that. And the last idea, which came to me, but I preface it with like, I don't know if it's legal. But it's basically, I think that it would be cool if this existed. So I don't know if anyone should do this because I don't know if it's legal. It operates into the gray area. This isn't, you know, financial advice. This isn't legal advice. But wouldn't, you know, I've been looking at Polymarket. I'm sure a lot of you have seen this, where people basically use crypto to predict where the world is going to go. So for example, you know, people say Zohran Mamdani, 72% chance of him winning the New York mayor election, or they're, you know, how many Fed cut rates in 2025, and 26% of people say one. So I think there's an opportunity to create like poly market for college campuses, or just, you know, young people, you know, 18, call it, to 22. So I think there's an opportunity there. I did a little bit of research before this. I just asked Perplexity to say, like, is this legal? And it said it operates in a gray area. So I don't know, but I think that this idea around students basically betting on the dean's list, which couples break up, who gets kicked out of Greek life, class curve predictions, would be kind of an interesting model. And then you would obviously take a 5% rate in it. So these are just a few. That's why I include that one as a bonus, by the way. These are just a few ideas that I would do if I were in my 20s. You know, they don't cost a lot to get going. I think probably my favorite one is the first one, the first job rejection tracker, because I think it's tiny, but it could actually end up becoming quite big. But all of these, you know, five ideas, you're going to learn something from, and they don't cost a lot to get going. And I think they are ideas that could expand from there. So hope this has been helpful. You know, I'm trying to do, you know, more idea episodes on the Startup Ideas podcast to get your creative juices flowing. If you're looking for more ideas, you can always go to ideabrowser.com. This is something that I created to give people startup ideas every single day. So I literally built this for myself, and now I'm sharing it with you. I can't wait to see what you build, and just comment on the YouTube video. I read every single comment, just what you're thinking about, the first thing that comes to your mind, and then hit that like button as well. So I know to keep creating videos. It just gives me an idea around if you're liking this or you're not liking this, or what you want to see. So hope this has been helpful. Have a creative day, my friends, and I'll see you on the internet.